from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. This is America's Heroes Group, and this is the roundtable. She serves, she matters, and she voices coalition partner Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspire, Inc. April is something that we had all kinds of things going on here, but we are certainly pleased to have on our live line, our panelists, Wanda Petty, retired U.S. Army veteran, senior non-commissioned officer, and known as Sister Soldier, president and CEO of She Vet Inspired. Hi, how are you?
Hey there, Cliff. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for being with us.
To be here.
Absolutely. Victoria Buggs, who is a RN, registered nurse, experienced and health and safety specialist with a demonstrated history of working in the hospital and health care industry. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. We have a very important issue, obviously, right now to discuss with you ladies who have so much interest in knowledge about this, ways to protect yourself during the COVID-19. Everybody is doing that, and that's what we want to talk about. Staying safe during a pandemic crisis. Who wants to start off on this? This is something that is extremely important, and we, of course, will be expecting call-ins to 312-374-8130. The topic is staying safe during a pandemic crisis. I'm not going to ask the questions because I'm sure many of our listeners will do this. But, sister, the African-American population is being hit hard. It's being hit very hard. Is there a difference? Why are we not immune to being infected?
Well, I want to say first that our people have a myth. You know, we oftentimes think that we're not included in the population, but I think that we forget that we're human. And so our pigmentation doesn't exempt us from things like the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to hear that that one out of every death has been an African American. And so we're really starting to be hit hard from this pandemic, and it's important for us to know that we have to take the same measures as far as washing our hands and maybe creating, you know, we're really creative. We can create our mask. Most of us know how to sew, something of that nature. We're a really domestic culture. And
what
so,
is your, pardon me for cutting, for interrupting, what was the... what is the how many of us, when you talk about how many people have passed, what are the percentages of African Americans? I missed that.
So the last number that I heard, like yesterday, they used an example, it was 8,000 and 16,000 individuals that had passed, and then 8,000 was African American.
Oh, okay. 16,000, but 8,000.
Yeah, so out of 16,000, but now the numbers have grown, and they're constantly escalating. Mm-hmm. So we're still carrying half of that torch.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I just wanted to bring on Victoria, because she's a nurse practitioner. She's an RN, an Army veteran, and she's been in the combat. And so she's really... passionate about saving lives. Sure. And I thought it was imperative for her to be on to share about some of the things to remind us as veterans and as a Black culture and just as people as a whole, things that we can do to try to, you know, minimize the effect of on us and our families. And so I just really want to turn the floor over to her because I know that she has a plethora of information.
Great.
And thanks again.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Mr. Kelly, for allowing me to come on the radio station tonight and give an opportunity to educate our people about the importance of staying sanitized mm-hmm. during this critical time that we're facing. Mm-hmm. Number one, I would like to say that the African-American people have a lot of comorbidities, and they also have other health issues that increase their chances of not surviving the coronavirus. And that is due to a lot of barriers, in fact, societal factors that we have and that we've been going through. For example, access to health care, access to food, our living environment. Those are some of the reasons why we as African Americans are not staying at home. You know, they have to go out and work. We have to, as African Americans, supply food for our families and still go out. We are the essential personnel in our families. So we can't just call off. We can't, stay home and shelter in place. So there's a lot of other factors going on here about the African-American population that's dying out. The hospitals, the healthcare providers are not taking African-Americans seriously when they come into the health organizations so they can seek help. They're waiting hours and hours at a time, being put on the back burner in certain areas and states. And when their time is up, they've already, you know, are on seconds of living. So I just wanted to educate the population on why it's important to stay sanitized in this time and how to keep things clean and protecting themselves and using the protective gear that's been put out through the CDC and the World Health Organization. So the importance of being sanitized and why we should sanitize our living areas is because bacteria are microorganisms, meaning that we cannot see them with the naked eye. Mm-hmm. So we would have to use disinfectant agents. And again, some African Americans can't afford these type of things. Limited income, low income families can't go out and buy disinfectant from Clorox, $4, $5, $6 a little bottle of that to clean their house. But we can buy bleach. So keeping your home safe, washing down your doorknobs, dusting, wiping down your window shields, wiping down your front door, things of that nature will help reduce the spread of transmittable diseases. Keeping your bathrooms clean, watching who comes and goes from your home, ensuring they wash their hands with soap and water, not just with hand sanitizer, but with soap and water. These are specific ways to keep and prevent from spreading the coronavirus. As they're out in the community, making sure they keep their hands gloved or a mask on their face. Just recently, they came out a couple of days ago about the cloth mask. It's been all over the news about how to make those at home since the government is not supplying them for families. They put on several YouTubes how we can make our own mask. Now, would this be a problem for socioeconomic families? Of course. So they're saying, oh, you can use a bandana. This is the type of material you use. Here's another factor. Here's another barrier, because some people might not have that. So now we have to come up with something or use different resources to get these people, again, essential personnel, the preventive equipment that they need.
Now, did you say a cloth mask?
Cloth mask, sir, yes.
Cloth mask, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So in this time, the mask is supposed to protect us from the other person who might be infected but are not showing signs of the coronavirus yet.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, that the coronavirus may be asymptomatic for some people.
So explain what you mean when you say asymptomatic.
So asymptomatic means that they have it, but they're not showing any signs. Their fevers are not high. They're not coughing. Mm. They're not showing any type of respiratory problems, but they're carrying that virus.
Gotcha. Okay.
So these are preventive measures of the cloth mask. And what the government has suggested, and the CDC and the World Health Organization, for us to protect ourselves from. Any questions that you have before I go on?
No. If somebody has a question, please call in 312-374-8130. Go right ahead.
Another question that I had was, should we wear masks inside our homes? I believe that you shouldn't wear masks inside your home unless you have several people residing in the home with you. If you're by yourself, of course, you wouldn't wear masks by yourself at home if you're just the only person or the sole person there. Mm-hmm. But as far as having multiple people stay in the home, I will recommend limited access to the home. If we're sheltered in place, make sure they go out with a mask and gloves, come in with a mask and gloves, dispose, wash your hands with soap and water. But for right now, in multiple states have been given, the governors of multiple states have been given the order to the community to shelter in place, to stay at home. Not everybody can do that, but for those that can, it should be a priority. You should make that your business to go out, especially if you're to stay in if you're an African American.
That's an interesting comment. You said shelter in place. What exactly does that mean? Shelter in place.
Stay where you are.
Stay where you are.
Stay at home. Stay where you are. A lot of people have. If you're that type of person that's used to going out and being out in the community, it's very hard to stay at home. If you're a community advocate, if you're a church provider that's always checking on the elderly, and now you have to shelter in place and stay at home, and you're no longer an essential personnel, that's very hard.
Mm.
So we have to find out ways, if you do something, find ways to continue to social distance yourself. If you have to bring food to someone's home, drop that bag off on the porch and let them know that you're there. But going into somebody's house, staying there, communicating with them, wouldn't be a good idea. And those that are sheltering in place should stay at home. Go out in your backyard. Play out there. Take a walk to the corner. But do not go in the stores unless you need to. Do not just hang out, be hanging out within the community, because it's not safe out there. The person that you're shopping with may have that coronavirus that you don't know. It's a lot of people out here. As of today, I had to stop at the store. As of today, I've seen multiple people without masks on today.
Sure.
Multiple people without gloves on as they were pushing the cart. Multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was very disturbing to me. Hopefully they got home and washed their hands and did what they needed to do before they contaminate their family or their loved ones.
Our call-in number is 312-374-8130, and we have a caller. John, thank you for calling.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. First of all, everybody out there listening, thank you very kindly, and have a nice holiday, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, to piggyback on exactly what this young lady said, my friend and I had to go to the store. The only reason I ever go out now is to the store and or to the hospital for medical reasons. Now, in traveling to the store, we're on the 151 bus, which goes through Lincoln Park, and that park was filled with people from Diversey on the north to North Avenue on the south, and there are not any police officers bothering them or harassing them or telling them to go home. And I have heard from people who have said that the police are bothering people on the south and west sides of Chicago, but yet all of these people in the areas of Lakeview, Lincoln Park, and the Gold Coast, because these are these over-gentrified areas with 99% Caucasian people, they were not being bothered by the police, and they're running around footloose, fancy-free. There were people playing baseball or, you know, some sporting activity.
Wow.
The baseball diamond. There were people over by North Avenue and Lakeshore Drive. There's a volleyball court over there, and they were playing volleyball. And people were just congregating all throughout Lincoln Park on the north side of Chicago. And this is happening all the time. And, you know, people
Are the police bothering them or anything? What?
No. The police were not doing anything.
That's what I thought you said. But these folks are risking their life. Are they covered at all?
Some of them had masks on, okay? But what I am saying is, you know, that social distancing of 6 feet, you know, et cetera, and more, they were not observing this, a lot of them. It was just like a regular summer Sunday in the park, and these people are jogging around.
Well, if that's what they want to do, John, I wouldn't do it, but I guess that's up to them to determine it. I can't think otherwise. You know, it doesn't make much difference what they're doing. Let's go take another caller. Dr. Lisa, hi. Hi, Dr. Lisa.
Hi, Cliff, and hello to your guest. I wanted to piggyback off of what she was saying. And as far as wearing gloves when you go grocery shopping, some people don't have access to gloves. So what I've seen in a lot of the Walmarts that I know is kind of wasteful is people take the fruit bags, the bags that you put the fruit and groceries in, and they use that to wrap around the handle of the cart after they clean it with the Purell hand wipes that they have in all of the stores. Another thing you have to look at when it comes to wearing a mask in your own home, do you have someone in there that's compromised? My mother has COPD, lung cancer, and I have asthma. So therefore, in my house, if I'm around my mother, because I am a nurse, when I go out, I feel the need to wear a mask in my own house because I need to make sure my mother's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's something that needs to be taken into consideration. And one more thing, there's a family here on the west side. Everybody has been exposed because they all live in the same building. And so, therefore, that's where the mask, the hand hygiene, and distancing can come into place at. So, you know, it's a lot of things that a lot of people do not take into consideration, and it could be lack of knowledge or it could be several factors, but we all have to think about this. And, you know, when I just got finished working and I sat at my patient's house for 8 hours with a mask on. He didn't have on a mask, but I had on one.
And your mother's lucky that she has a daughter who is a nurse. That's great. Let's go to Derek. Derek, thank you for holding.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, I was in my backyard this morning. I'm you know, painting my tool shed, and I'm working on windows in my garage, and my neighbor came out and told me it's not safe to be doing any kind of work outside. Is that true? Should I listen to that kind of talk?
What about that?
As long as you was working by yourself, I personally don't see anything wrong with it. I don't think that right now they're saying that the air is carrying the coronavirus or what you're inhaling is an issue. I'm not for sure. I haven't heard anything about that. And maybe if any other callers can come in and let me know. But from I haven't heard anything that restricts you from going outside, working within your home area. Not at all, sir.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I tell you, it's going to be a very interesting situation as we hopefully see people do better and better. Right, ladies?
Exactly.
Yes, mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a website. You know, they were having problems with African Americans being able to get the to obtain some masks. But here is a organization that's serving the African American population, and it's retailformail.com.
Okay.
And they have the mask. You can buy them in bulk, and it's, you know, it's you'll get them a lot quicker than you will on Amazon.
All
so
right.
I just wanted to just kind of share that because it's important.
Sure.
I know that, you know, some people may not be able to afford it, and just take the advice that was given to by Vicky to maybe do the best that you can and make something by hand and just
right.
protect you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an option that is available, and it's the N95 mask that is available for specifically trying to reach the African American community.
I want to thank you both. Excellent information. Thank you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hey, everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice, special sort of moment together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. This is America's Heroes Group. I'm the host, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corozari. We wish him well. And our assistant digital media producer, doing a great job for us, is Titus Williams. We want to talk about America's Heroes Group roundtable partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United. And we are pleased to have on our live line, of course, none other than Rochelle Crump, U.S. Army veteran, founder and president of NWVU. And we are going to be discussing programs and services from this great organization and also COVID-19. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you? I'm president accounted for.
That's what I expect to hear.
That's right.
How you doing? You all right?
Okay, yeah, I miss seeing you guys too, you know. And it's the same thing with our membership. You know, we haven't been able to meet in person, you know, for the month of April. We did get in our March meeting, but we weren't able to meet this month, which today was actually our meeting date, and we did have a teleconference, so we had about 30-something people on the line, and, you know, for a trial basis, it worked out okay. We do need to do some, you know, edits to it, and we'll work that out if we get caught in that situation for May. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was a great meeting. We got, you know, some things accomplished, and one of the things that we want to do is to give a shout-out to some of our nurses that are members of the National Women Veterans United. Lieutenant Colonel Diane Hilson, Sergeant Cynthia Patterson, Lieutenant Colonel Latoya Hayward, and Major Renita White, who is going to be a member soon. But nonetheless, you know, she's out there still on the battlefield. All of them have served in the military. Probably add up all their service, they're probably centennial, you know. That's how long they've all served. So, you know, as an organization, you know, we're doing what we can to check on each other. That's one thing, to make sure that, you know, the people who we've served in the past are also okay. You know, it comes at a time when you're building relationships with women in the community who had some hard times, who may be homeless and or at risk. So, you know, we've been keeping in contact with them, just checking to see, hey, do you need anything? Because we know if you needed something couple of months ago and things are a little different now, you still need some help, and we're here to help them. So So, you know, we're really glad that we still have the funds to help them. But, yeah. You know, that grows old, you know, when you're working off of grants and things. And
sure.
So we're
going right.
to be taking advantage, you know, of some of the relief funds that are out here to help our military women veterans, because they deserve that. You know, they need it, and we want to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
that's
correct.
That's why we're in the business that we're in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
what kind of responses are you getting at NWVU?
Well, we've gotten some responses. We've ordered groceries for some disabled women.
Great.
You know, who's not so accessible right now to get out, and, you know, now they have to rely solely on the, you know, the transportation system in terms of, you know, the pace. And we know that people are using it more and more now. They're taking advantage of it now, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And we ordered groceries. We've been paying some bills. You know, mm-hmm. people are still conscious about, even though they know that, you know, it's nothing people can do to them right now, where they got standards, so they're still trying to pay bills and stuff,
sure.
you know.
Absolutely.
They're still asking for help. You
yeah.
know, I don't want to mess up my credit. I just started, you know, getting my credit back together, you know, things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have enough money this month, you know. And some even say, I want to pay you back. You know, we might know we don't do that. You know, we don't ask for money back, because number one is, when you give money back, you're putting yourself still in a situation where you got to put money out,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that they know we're here to serve them just like that. And there's no strings attached to it. There's no membership requirement. The only thing we do is verify that they are veterans, you know, and we verify that, you know, other little things, like things you should ask, you know, do you have income? We don't base what we help people with based on their income either. Because we know you can work three-digit jobs and still fall into some mess. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, that's
so
right.
So yeah. we don't look at it like that either.
Mm-hmm.
We have an honor system.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help. That's all we want to do. We want to get you back on track. We want to make sure you got independent house, it's safe, and that, you know, you're going to be able to make it from here. You know, if it's a long-term problem, then we do referrals and, you know, we research them first, make sure that we're not sending them around the corner only to get a door closed in their face. We research it first. We have partners already that we know that we can count on that will pick up what we can't pick up. So we've already established that. And with that, you know, I want to give a shout-out to the United Relief Foundation, Frank Pilato, because he has been a great advocate for us and with us, you know, to check on women veterans to make sure that they're okay. They're also helping military women veterans and males as well, you know. So we have partners like that that are standing by to anything that we need. They're also going to be giving us some handmade crocheted soft animals, because they understand the plight of women veterans who have different disabilities that are invisible, and that they're still struggling with that. And then, you know, just to get something like that delivered to you at the door will mean a whole lot to
sure.
them.
Sure, that's
so
great.
We
yeah.
look at things like that, and we look also at, you know, food is, you know, we know how people are, like, ordering stuff now. So a lot of times you got to make more than one trip to the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you take the Pace bus, you got to pay. So now you got to make these different, you know, times going to the store, and that includes, even though they changed some of the policies of senior times and stuff like that. Well, I'm one senior that can't get up that early. You know, they could have put me on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a senior time in the evening.
I got you.
I'm not real good at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know who I am at 7 o'clock. So I need just a little... You know, look at some of us that don't sleep well at night.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, yeah.
Give me another time. I won't never be able to eat if they keep that policy going.
That's very interesting what you're saying. There's a lot of other people probably in the same circumstance.
Oh, absolutely,
sure.
absolutely.
Sure.
So, you know, that's why we need those grants, and, you know, to make sure that we still have some discretionary money that we can help people with, you know. And then we're taking the loss, too. You know, we're not in our office. We're paying $2,500 a month, and we can't go to the office, you know. So, you know, you're looking at things like that, and I know the landlord, you know, he's been very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he did have a conversation. He said, are you all right? you know.
Okay.
He want to make sure he going to be all right.
Yeah, right.
So that's funny.
Yeah, you make sure he's all right. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what it was all about. We know, even though he's very helpful to us, you know, I have to say he is, you know. He likes what we do. He was anxious to have us in the facility.
Sure.
And his dad is a veteran also.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. That's great.
So, he understands it. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to do a retreat after this. This lockdown is something else for people. They're not able to move around. Some people are not even in comfortable places where they would have, you know, been trying to get to, you know, initially because of, you know, coming out of shelters and just getting into their own apartments and stuff, so they still don't have everything that they need, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like in the midst for some people also. And, you know, just being in the house and not being able to be out the way that they'd like to take care of their business, you know, it's a shutdown. It's a relief for some of us because we've been running so hard to do things. I'm one of them.
I know that.
But I'm doing it by phone.
Okay.
You know, I'm doing it by phone.
Good.
I'm doing it by computer.
Great.
And I'm sure that we don't leave no veteran behind. You know, that's the main thing. So we're going to have a retreat when all of this is over and safe to do so. We definitely need to keep our dance fitness going and our yoga programs, you know.
Sure.
And I'm not going to tell you how many times I've been in my refrigerator, you know. I may take the door off of it. You know, so that's, every time I pass by, it just occurs to me that I need to look in there. So, you know, eating a whole lot, we're eating, you know, different things that are not so healthy either. You know, so we got the plant-based healthy cooking classes. I can't wait till we can get that started up again. We had some great ideas right before we shut down to do some more simple recipes and making sure that, you know, we can help kids learn how to cook healthy also.
That'll be great.
That was things that we wanted to embark upon.
We have a caller for you, Rochelle. We're going to take
a call. Okay, good.
Absolutely. Lieutenant Colonel Jones is with us. Lieutenant Colonel Jones, how are you, sir?
How are you all doing?
Good.
Hi, how you doing, President? I just want to say two things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's a Mr. John Flanney, and he's the treasurer of the DAV out in Oakland, the incoming commander. And when I mentioned to him that NWVU had partnered with you, Mr. Kelly, he stated that you really love female veterans and you have a compassion. He said once they had a female veteran that was displaced and needed a place to stay, he got on the phone and called you, and right away you set up housing. So you're not just one person who talks the talk, you walk the talk. And I just want to commend you for that. And then number two, I would like to follow up with what my president stated, that female veterans and veterans have issues that they did not bring upon themselves because they committed their lives to serve their country.
Mm-hmm.
And this shutdown right now poses a serious problem.
Yeah.
So to all of those listeners out there, I would just ask you, I beg you, please, call your veterans. Call your female veterans. Call your seniors and make sure that they are okay.
Mm-hmm.
That phone call might be a saving grace. Thank you for what you all are doing, and please continue to do that.
And what you are saying is so meaningful, madam.
Yeah.
You are just on the ball, madam. It's just great, Colonel, what you are doing and what you will continue to do. And thank you for recognizing everything that the America's Heroes group is doing relative to not only veterans, but female veterans, you know, to point out.
Yeah.
And that's just great. Just keep it up. All right? And
thank you. We'll keep up that fight. All of us together, united as one.
That's right. We certainly will. And thank you so much for the recognition. We'll do all this. We'll continue to do it together. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's really a gem to our organization.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two tours of duty in Iraq, you know, and still trying to take care of everybody that she can take care of. You know, I'll give, since she's listening, we give Aunt Bessie, that's a road dog. Her aunt. Her, so we want to give Aunt Bessie Thompson a shout out too.
That's right.
She comes everywhere. You know, she comes to our quilting program. You know, she does everything with us. So she's an association member. So we appreciate her too, you know. And she runs with her. And I'll tell you one thing, that colonel can have you running. She has you know, and she also takes care of our Gold Star family. She makes sure that, you know, they get food. She goes with the DAV and, you know, makes sure that they are aware of all of our needs and everything. And she never comes back empty handed. I want to say that.
That's beautiful.
I haven't been in the meetings with her, but I know how she operates.
That's great. Yeah, that's great, Rochelle.
I know how she operates.
Let's take another caller.
They can't resist her.
That's wonderful. Let's go to Lane. Lane, hi. You're on WVON, America's Heroes Group.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing, Mr. Kelly? And hello again, President Crump. President Crump, I have had several women asking me about the military honor flight for women. And I know that this is the first time they're doing it for women. Mm-hmm. And I know that you are very instrumental in helping get that started. So because of this epidemic we're having, can you tell me if that's still going to happen, even though it's scheduled for sometime in October, I believe?
Yeah, I missed the last meeting, but they always give us some updates, and they had a meeting not long ago. Give a shout-out to Jenny Narcetti, who actually, you know, created the whole thing, and she called me and asked me, you know, I need you to get on the committee. Can you help? Can you help? You know. So I was glad to do that because I am one of those like yourself, Lane, that would be eligible to take that honor ride. So they have not shut it down yet. They're proposing that they may not be able to go on that date, so it may not be this year. You know, right now everything is on hold, just seeing when it's going to end, when is it going to be safe, what all do we need to stop, what all can we keep going with, you know. So it's kind of up in the air right now. But the spirit of it is still alive, I can tell you that. I can tell you that we're going to keep pushing to get it. If it's not this year, definitely next year, and maybe at an earlier time than October, simply because we had so much in place and accomplished so much, you know, up until this time of the shutdown. You know, monies were coming in to help because we still need donations. So, you know, go on the Honor Flight website, and you can still give on there because, you know, it's expensive to take everybody out, you know, and make it free for them, you know. So we're really still excited. You know, we have to keep that fire going.
Absolutely. I think that is such a great idea, you know.
Thanks for the information. I'll certainly pass it on.
Thank you for your service.
Okay,
yeah, and thank you. Lynn is an Air Force veteran. She's Vietnam era also. She's done some amazing things along the way. She's a manager out of Illinois Department of Employment Security. She's very instrumental in part of that legislation that even created the women's clinics. You know, so she has a strong history in veterans affairs. She also was a part of back in sometime, I want to say it was like early 80s, they opened up a Women Veterans Center. It wasn't open a long time. It was opened up long enough to know that we needed to have one. Let me say that.
Wow.
And,
okay.
You know, they couldn't carry the burden of it because most of them were still in the workforce. That was one thing. So they hadn't mapped out, you know, getting other women involved in it because that was during the era where we were far and few. There were only a few of us still out here, you know, claiming to be veterans. So over the time, you know, we've met so many women veterans. Oh, my goodness. You know, and it's been wonderful. With more than 47,000 women in Illinois, you know, we look forward to one day just having in Illinois one big place where all of us can just come, you know. And I don't count that out. I really don't. You know, we were trying to... our Rocket chapter had mentioned it once before about having a women veterans parade, you know, and can you imagine what that would look like, you know?
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right.
So, you know, again, Lane has done some wonderful things. You know, I'm glad they're calling in. They were on a call earlier today. You know, and all of the women who are part of the organization are really dedicated. I can tell you that, you know. They believe in what we do, why we do it, and who we do it for. And you know, it's just extremely wonderful that we can continue to see our organization grow. We have new members that are still coming in. We have a woman veteran who spent 32 years in the Army. Are you there, Cliff?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 32 years in the military, in the Army. Whew. She is four sisters. All four of them served. So I told her I want to get those pictures. I want to make sure that we can, you know, make them out of a collage so there can be something in our center that we want to highlight, because we have some mother and daughters, but we want to highlight those sisters also. You know, and I know Rose Joshua, she comes from, she's an attorney, and also she works for herself as an independent veteran service officer. It's six of them from Birmingham, Alabama, I think it is.
Wow.
From Arkansas. They're from Arkansas.
You know, they have to go on a flight.
Whew, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you look at things like that, you look at the contributions over the years that military women veterans have contributed to this nation, you know, they answered the call also. You know, it wasn't a male call, it was everybody's call. Mm-hmm. And they stood up and they stood down, you know, for this nation. So we're glad that they are finding their way to us. One of our members who moved from to Washington, D.C., she was on the call today, too. She's still serving. She's in the reserve. She works for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Got 20 years in there. Got 20 years over on the military side. So, you know, you look at how dedicated women are, you know, and they really, really are. So we deserve all these things that we are advocating for, all the things that we need, and taking care of each other, you know. So the health and fitness is really something that we need to, you know, keep our eye on, because now COVID-19 is showing how it's affecting African Americans, you know, along the way. You know, they haven't said anything about versus man versus woman. I haven't heard that statistic yet. You know,
that's
I'm
a good point. Nor have I. Yeah, you're right.
I'm waiting to hear that, you know, because we know that women and men, you know, first of all, we know there's a whole lot of obesity going there, heart disease, you know, lung disease from smoking and other types of cancers and things like that. You know, but women are more probable of, you know, having breast cancer. And we know it was at a high rate for African Americans also. You know, we get the brunt of just about everything. Let's just face it. So when you talk about economics and why those things are happening, we know it has a lot to do with economics as well, access in the community, you know, resources and things like that. So we're not mystified by any of that, you know. So I'm glad to see that our leadership is looking at it, and they're making a way to try to, you know, do something different. You know what I'm saying?
Certainly.
Because it's crucial right now. This is no joke.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing all these people out here with a mouth mask, without scarves on their face and all that kind of stuff, walking around like ain't nothing going on. You know, but I just wish that they would catch on before it's too late. You know, if you're not going to catch on for yourself, catch on for somebody else, because a whole lot of us don't want to be sick.
Well, I'm just surprised that they haven't mentioned the difference between male and female, because that normally happens, and I'm glad you brought that up, so I'm sure they'll be doing it. I want to thank you so much. You're doing a great job, Rochelle. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you also. Right. One more shout-out to Pastor Alonzo Nichols, who's still working on our conference book.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you. And now we are, of course, going to our executive producer, Glenda Smith.
Thank you all so much to all of our global listening audience for listening. Regarding any issues or concerns regarding affordable housing, social service, wellness care, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250. As always, we are so grateful to our Facebook Live watchers. Make sure you hit the Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you will stay connected and will receive future notifications regarding our shows. events, information, resources regarding our veterans, armed forces, and family members with the surrounding communities. As always, once again, we're grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle, of the Chicago Crusaders on Veterans, Armed Forces, and their family members. The articles can be viewed online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly column with the one and only Governor of Talk Radio, Mr. Cliff Kelly, and America's Heroes Group Voices, please call the Chicago Crusaders, 773-752-2500, or send an ad and an email to ads@adschicagocrusaders.com and request a subscription. To Manny, our digital media producer who's recovering from COVID-19, we love you. We can't wait for you to return. And just take care of yourself. To assistant media producer Titus William, who has really stepped in and has really done a great job, who helps me really get ready for the show every Saturday. Thank you so much. To the one and only Miss Lady Latiara Randall for keeping it all balanced. Thank you, sweetheart. Please, everyone, take this virus serious. Please. Just do what's need to be done so we all can get back to whatever normal is going to look like after this is over with. Please, please, please be safe. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day to all. On behalf of Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, blessings.